Savior, may I learn to love thee, walk the path that thou hast shown. Pause to help and lift another, finding strength beyond my own.
Gay Mormon Stories is a production of Mormon Stories Podcast and the Open Stories Foundation. To support this podcast, please donate today at GayMormonStories.org. All donations go directly towards keeping the podcast alive and towards building a community of support for gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and queer Mormons. And thanks for listening.
Welcome to Gay Mormon Stories. I'm here today with John Abhow. We've talked to his mom, we're going to talk to his dad, and now we're talking to John, who his mom has filled me in a little about him, and I'm super excited to talk to him because for his age, he's got some amazing insights and really a quite an inspiring story. So I'm really excited to welcome John Abhow. Hello, John.
Hi.
So John, how old are you?
I'm 13.
Yeah, where do you live?
Well, right now we're in North Carolina, but we're moving to Arizona.
You told your mother that you were gay a few months ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I just want to ask you a little bit about your childhood, okay?
Okay.
Just tell me, I was just talking to you a few minutes ago, and you said that you moved around a lot. Is that right?
Yeah.
So did you find that you had to make new friends all the time?
Well, yeah, I had to make new friends, but it was really easy for me.
Because you're the kind of person that makes friends easy?
Yeah.
Okay. Most kids, when they move to new schools and stuff, they have a hard time with that, and sometimes they get bullied. Were you ever bullied in your life?
A little, but I don't think it was intentional.
Uh-huh. So you just think you maybe had a normal amount of bullying?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't really a big problem.
Okay. And would you say that, you know, some kids are super interested in sports and some kids are more interested in things like music and how would you put yourself as far as that?
I would put myself with music. I really, really like music a lot.
And you play piano, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've been practicing piano all your life then?
Mm-hmm. Since I was nine.
Did you ever kind of feel left out because most of the boys like sports or anything like that?
Yeah, definitely.
But did you get teased for that or?
Not really. No one really cared that much.
How about you though? Did you kind of wish that or feel different because of that?
A little bit. I think the music did make up for that.
Because you enjoyed the music so much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I can understand enjoying music, and music is really a great thing, and I think you'll find that your peers will get more and more jealous of you as you get older. But I also realize that, you know, sometimes it does make you feel left out when all the guys are doing one thing and you're not doing it. And would you say that other than that, you were a typical boy, or were there any girl things you liked? Or did you care?
Well, when I was little, I would go over to my cousin's house and play with their, like, Polly Pockets and stuff like that, Barbies and different things.
Uh-huh. And you have some girl cousins, right?
Yeah, I have a lot of cousins, both girl and boy.
Okay. But did anyone ever give you a hard time, or did you ever feel bad because you might like playing with some of those things once in a while, or...?
Not really. It didn't. Even if someone did give me a hard time, it didn't really bother me.
Have you always been a pretty good student?
Mm-hmm. I've made straight A's.
You get straight A's?
Yeah, except for last year.
So why didn't you get straight A's last year?
My teacher was really hard, I guess you could say, on the students. He gave way too much homework and too many projects that I just got overwhelmed with.
Well, I'll come back to that a little, but I just want to, you know, kind of give the idea that you're sort of a normal kid who, you know, had your own particular interests, and you weren't particularly bullied. So, John, tell me a little bit about church. Were you always someone that liked going to church, like in primary and stuff?
Yeah, I liked, I didn't like going to church, but once I was there, I think I enjoyed it.
Would you say that most of your friends were at church, or did you have, would you say you have more friends at the church or at school, or just both?
I think both. I was always friends with the people in my ward, and then also at school.
Uh-huh. So when you'd move, like you told me you moved a few times, did you find it easier to make friends at church when you'd get to a new ward?
Yeah, because you were almost expected to be friends with your fellow classmates.
Yeah, with your fellow Mormon classmates.
Yeah.
That kind of gives us the background we need. And so I just want to ask you, if you don't mind kind of telling me, what got you wondering about being gay? Did you ever know about what gay was before about a few months ago?
Yeah, I knew what it was, but I'm not really sure where I heard it.
And so just tell me in your words, what did you think gay meant?
When two people of the same gender like each other.
So you kind of knew this existed, but then what kind of got it onto your radar?
Well, I saw somewhere two guys kissing, and it just seemed right for some reason. So I started to look into it and winning all these quizzes and tests online, but none of them really helped at all.
I see. So you saw two guys kissing at school or on TV or?
I think it was on TV.
Okay, so you saw that, and to you it seemed, you were surprised because something about it seemed right.
Yeah.
It made sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so you decided to go online and to investigate a little bit. You took a few online quizzes, but that wasn't too helpful, huh?
Yeah.
So what did you do then?
Well, then I talked to my gay friend, Andy. I asked him when he started to realize he was gay, and he told me his story.
So tell me who Andy is then.
Well, he was my aunt's boyfriend, and then he started to accept that he was gay because they were really close to marriage, and so they had to break up because of that.
So he was going out with your aunt and was going to get married, but they broke up because he was more accepting that he was gay.
Mm-hmm.
How was that with your aunt and stuff?
Well, she was sad, obviously.
But meanwhile, you still considered Andy a friend
mm-hmm.
after this had happened. And so he's the one you decided to ask some questions.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of questions did you ask him?
Well, I asked him about gay relating to the church and how you would know if you're gay or not.
So let me ask you, then how did he answer the first question about being a gay Mormon?
Well, he explained that the church said you had to be celibate to go to the temple and stay in the church. You couldn't date guys or participate in homosexual activity.
And so what did you think of that when he told you that?
Well, I found it a little stupid.
This is one of the earliest questions you asked him, or?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And so why did you think it was stupid?
Well, I mean, I can't remember who said this, but one of the 12 apostles said that you need love to progress through life happily.
And so you had realized that an apostle had said that, or Andy helped know that, or?
Well, I didn't really say anything to Andy about that, but.
Okay, so let's go on to the other question you asked him. You asked him how he knew he was gay, so what did he tell you about that?
Well, he said that when he was little, all his life he's been pushing the thought that he was gay down. Some examples were whenever a youth would come for fast offerings, he would think that one of the boys was beautiful, when he was really little. And there's just been a lot more stuff like that, but he's been pushing it down.
So, John, while Andy was telling you this, did Andy ask you why you were asking these questions?
Well, not really.
Did you get the feeling he was trying to convince you of anything? Or?
No, not at all. He was just
so you just thought
helping me understand.
At the time, you just saw the guys kissing, and that was that making you wonder if you were gay?
Mm-hmm.
So were you really at that point saying to yourself, I need to figure out if I'm gay or not?
Yes, because I think Andy told me that I had a lot of time to figure it out, but I just felt like I needed to know, like, now. So I just kept on looking into it.
So Andy actually said to you that there's no rush, you don't have to decide today, or, you know, you have a long time to figure it out?
Yeah.
But you didn't accept that. You wanted to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And so what kind of things did you think you needed to do to figure it out? I mean, what kind of things helped you figure it out?
Well, I had this friend at school. I asked him if he, like, knew anyone who was gay. And then he pulled me aside and asked me if I was ever questioning my sexual orientation. And I had a really, really strong urge to say yes. And so I did. And then we talked for a long time, because he had the same feelings. And, so our conversation kind of helped, us figure out the whole thing.
So this was around, was this also the same time you had been having these conversations with Andy online?
Yeah, I think it was around when it ended, the conversation with Andy.
Okay, so this was one more important experience that by talking to one of your friends at school who was kind of having the same experience as mm-hmm. you guys kind of were able to help each other realize that you were going through the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I think you or maybe your mom mentioned to me that kind of at first you might have thought you were bi.
Yeah, the same with him.
And so what made you decide that bi didn't match, you know, what you might be feeling?
Well, the conversation with Gabe, my friend at school, like, I think was the straw that broke the camel's back. That really helped me understand because we had a long time to talk.
And so in your mind, what would be the difference between a bi person and a gay person?
Well, the only real difference is that bi likes both genders and gay only likes one.
So when you say like, I'm assuming you mean romantic like?
Yeah.
Is that what you... Okay. You don't see yourself having romantic feelings for a girl?
Not really, no.
Would you say you found some helpful information on the internet?
I mean, there was this one, like, guy on YouTube that just, his name is Davey Wavy, but, I saw, like, one or two videos of his, and he was gay, and it just kind of showed me, like a little piece of that, like, gay could be normal, like a normal life.
So, while you were going through all this, while you were thinking about all this, was there a time that you started to worry that maybe your parents weren't going to be okay with this?
No, I think I knew that my parents would be okay, but...
Did you become aware that some kids didn't have that experience, that some kids really had a lot of trouble with their parents?
I think I knew that some kids can't really come out as easily as I did, but I just knew that my parents would be so accepting of me.
So you had confidence?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did Andy talk to you about having a, you know, about praying about it or anything?
Mm-hmm.
What did he say about that?
Well, I remember when he finally, like, realized that he was gay, that he just, like, sat down on his knees and he said, like, "Dear God." And then suddenly he just felt so much acceptance and love from Heavenly Father. And, like, as he went further with his prayer about, like, how he was gay, he always prayed to not be gay, but as soon as he prayed, as soon as he came out to God, you could say, he felt so loved and accepted.
So God answered his prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And so let me just sum that up. So he took his question to God. He had always asked God to take away him being gay, but that never helped. But once he asked God if it was okay that he was gay, that's when he felt like he really got an answer.
Well, not necessarily if it was okay to be gay, but he almost was telling God that he was gay. It's kind of hard to explain.
So he just went to God and said, "Look, God, I'm gay." Mm-hmm. And that's when he got the answer.
Yeah.
And the answer was that God loved him.
And once he accepted it himself, he felt a lot of acceptance from Heavenly Father.
I see. So he needed to kind of come to God, it seems like, willing to accept himself. And God was showing him that he was also willing to accept him that way.
Mm-hmm.
And how did this impact you hearing Andy tell you that?
I prayed about it too. But I don't think I felt like immediate acceptance, like as much as Andy did, because he was pushing it down like all his life. I think I feel like I was already like accepted from the beginning, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Because I accepted it myself really from the start.
So you came at it kind of already accepting yourself, mm-hmm. and you might have already believed that God accepted you. You had really no reason to doubt that from the beginning.
Yeah, I think so.
Have you had any more experiences since then? You said your parents kind of have been working through you with working this through with you on the religious part. What kind of things have they helped you work through with them?
Yeah, so what kind of really helped me was the, I think it's the 11th article of faith.
Uh-huh.
Ninth. We believe in all that God has revealed, all that he does now reveal, and we believe that he will yet reveal many great and important things pertaining to the kingdom of heaven, I think. Exactly. Something like that. It just kind of gave me hope that the church could change its views.
So that article of faith really meant something to you because it gave you hope that God would reveal something that would make sense for you.
Mm-hmm.
As a gay person. Okay. Well, let's go back just a little bit then. So after you kind of approached this question and you were at it for a couple of weeks on the internet talking to Andy, you ended up having this conversation with your friend,
mm-hmm.
that really helped you clarify in your own mind. So by then, is that the point you said where you were really sure that you were gay?
Yeah, I think I was, pretty much. I was almost sure, but just as time went on and as I thought about it in my head, I just kind of realized that I was.
So it sounds like you didn't want to keep this a secret. You wanted to let in your parents on the news or on the what was going on with you. So do you want to describe to me how you decided to tell your parents?
Well, I kind of wanted to be like a beacon of hope for others out there. I didn't really want to just be hiding away who I was.
Tell me about that a little. What made you think that people needed a beacon of hope at that point? Had you learned a little bit about some of the problems gay people have?
I think I just already knew that a lot of people struggled with that, and I wasn't struggling at all, and I just kind of wanted to share my opinions with them, and I just wanted to help them.
No, that's really nice that came to your mind. So that's why I want to ask you more about it. You know, what did you learn about some of the problems gay people have, you know, when you were doing this research?
I mean, the closet is a really dark and lonely place. And once you come out, I watched a video, and it was showing, all these gay people, and they were saying that coming out of the closet was the best thing that they've ever done in their life, because it allowed them to be themselves and express themselves.
So were there some people who were beacons to you, even if it was a YouTube person, or Do you feel like you had some examples that you wanted to follow?
I mean, Andy was kind of a beacon.
Well, it sounds like Andy was really ready there to help you.
Yeah.
It sounds like he had his own share of struggles. Do you think by hearing the struggles he went through, did that help make you want to avoid having those problems that he maybe had?
Yeah, and also to help others not have the struggles that he did.
Well, I think it's really, really admirable that this is one of the first things that came into your mind, that you wanted to help people have an easier time with this, and that you wanted to be an example. So I think your parents must feel really proud of you for you facing it that way, because I certainly would if I was your parents. So I think that's really, really, really nice. So you decided you did not want to be in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think that you had any fears about that? Because not being in the closet means you let people know.
Yeah, it was definitely an intimidating choice to come out.
Yeah. Tell me, what are some of the worst fears that maybe entered your head? Or did you have any sort of nightmares or bad worst-case scenarios that went through your head?
Well, just the thought of people not accepting me, or the church like rejecting me, you could say. It just kind of scared me a little.
So you did have some fear that the church might reject you?
A little, yeah.
So, but just the same, talking to Andy and learning about the closet made you aware enough of something that's very true, which is that a lot of people your age really struggle with this. They really struggle because they have trouble with self-acceptance, because they get bullied, because their families don't accept them. And you realized that you could accept yourself, and you were sure that your family was going to accept you. And so you wanted to be an example of what should happen. And I think that's what we need, an example of what should happen. But I think that sounds right. Does that make sense? Am I saying it in a way that makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
So you decided that the first thing you had to do was tell your parents. You had only told your one friend, right?
Yeah.
So how did you work up the guts to tell your parents?
Well, I played I actually looked up online 101 ways to come out.
Uh-huh.
Just for fun, really. And some of them are really funny. But I played a game of Hangman with my mom as she was cleaning the carpets. It was really loud. and then it said, "I'm like Andy." And then...
So that's what the word spelled at the bottom of the Hangman.
Yeah.
"I'm like Andy."
Mm-hmm. She didn't get it. She thought that it was Andy from The Office. So I had to write "gay" out on the screen.
So when you did that, you got the idea that that would be an easier way for you to tell her.
Yeah, because I wasn't really saying it myself. It was easier to write it.
But were you nervous the whole time?
Yes.
And were you frustrated that she was cleaning and vacuuming while you were trying to play this game, or was that sort of okay?
It was fine.
So when you finally said it, "I'm gay," what did your mom do?
Hugged me. She was scared for the life that I would have. It just changed the entire course of my life.
You could tell it was a little bit hard for your mom. How did you tell that?
Well, she cried. but not because I was gay, just because of the she was scared for the life ahead of me. Because the entire course of my life has changed. I was going on a different path entirely.
And so how did she say that to you? How did she...
She kind of just said it just like that. Not anything special.
Was she very emotional?
Yes.
And so since you didn't have this fear about life, did it surprise you that your mother was kind of scared about what your life would be?
Yeah, a little. I mean, it kind of made me realize that maybe I was being a little bit too optimistic, but I later realized I was being just enough optimism.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, there are things about in life to be scared of, right? And to be concerned about. And so it's better to be aware of what sort of extra challenges you might face. And so I'm just interested in how you guys kind of framed that or ended up framing it. How long did it take before you felt like you and your mom were sort of seeing eye to eye on that?
Like about a day.
So it took a day.
Mm-hmm.
So was this a hard moment for you, you know, when you saw your mom worried?
Yeah.
Did it make you wish you hadn't told her?
Maybe a little, but those feelings didn't stay for that long. I'm happier that I did come out.
So now you're really glad you did.
Mm-hmm.
So how did your mom let you know then that she was a little more relaxed about things, that she understood?
Well, she spent all night researching, because I had like a week to research, but she put almost all of that week-long research into one night. So, yeah, we were seeing eye to eye the next day.
So she was able to get information that helped her kind of understand better and get to more close to where you already were by the time she found out.
Yeah.
I'm going to come back to that a little bit more, but so what about your dad then? Did you tell your dad the very same day?
Yeah. She stopped cleaning the carpets when I told her, and my dad noticed, and he came up to see us both crying and hugging, and we had to tell him as well.
Okay, well, most people are a little bit more scared of their dads than their moms.
Yeah, I was.
Would you say you were a little more scared?
Yeah, I had.
Because that's normal, but yeah.
I had to have my mom tell him I couldn't do it.
And so how did your dad respond?
Better.
So he wasn't quite as emotional as your mom.
No, I think it just looked on his face. It looked like he was just thinking the entire thing through, like just processing it. Like calmer.
So is that sort of your dad's style anyway? Is he less emotional than your mom?
Yeah.
And so in the end, I'm guessing that was pretty overwhelming. No matter how your parents react, it's going to be overwhelming, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you right now, your parents were amazing. They you know, the first thing they did was express their love for you. So I'm really glad you have parents like that.
Me too.
And I'm also really glad that you were on the same page as your mom after only one day. Mm-hmm. I think so many kids would just dream about it being only one day. But would you say that there was really just one day where you were nervous that you weren't on the same page as your mom?
Well, it was really one night because she just stayed up all night researching.
Uh-huh.
So she kind of woke up in the morning understanding.
It sounds like, you know, that's when your parents' journey started and... Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to tell me about their journey. But can you just tell me, you know, for the sake of other parents out there, how does it feel to be supported by your parents in something like this? What difference does this make to you?
It makes it a lot easier. It's incredible.
Have you ever imagined what it would have been like if your parents weren't able to accept you?
Yeah, I don't think... I let myself imagine that, like I didn't want to.
Yeah.
I was just happy how I was.
You decided with your parents, you had already decided you didn't want to be in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, you decided that you'd like to sort of shine for other people. And I'm really glad you decided that, because that's one of the things you're doing right now, because, you know, by talking with me here and by sharing your story, that is going to shine a light for people. So you're really starting to do that, and I'm really impressed with you and what you're doing. And I just want you to know that. But I want to ask you a few more questions about your development then. So did you decide to come out then to other people?
Yeah, we came out to my cousins first.
Uh-huh.
Or the aunts and uncles, and they told my cousins.
So your mom and dad helped you do that?
Yeah, they sent out an email.
Okay, but you wanted them to?
Yeah. I mean,
so you?
Yeah. It was easier than calling all of them.
But basically you wanted the family to know. You didn't want it to be a secret?
Yeah.
How come?
Was
it anything to do with what you'd learned about being in the closet?
Yeah, I think I just didn't want to be in the closet at all. It's just really dark and lonely place. Yeah, I think it'd just be easier, like, if they would know, if they knew. So I just didn't have to lie.
So are you a person who doesn't like the idea of pretending?
Yeah.
How did that go with your cousins then? Did you feel like you got some support there, or did you get any negativity from anyone?
I think it's mixed. Well, I don't think I got any negativity, but some were more sad than others. Some didn't care. Some cried and worried for me.
Uh-huh.
And one cousin, she said, "Oh, cute. I love John."
So, did you find that nice then?
Yeah.
So you felt like she could see how for you that might be beautiful?
Yeah.
What about school? Did you decide to start telling more people at school?
I told people at school around this, like a little bit after I told people at church. But
uh-huh. Okay, so first you decided to tell people at church.
Yeah.
So how did you do that?
Another email that sent it out to anyone we knew in the church, or I knew. We sent an email to the parents, and then they to tell their kids.
And did that go well in general, or how about there? More negativity or more positivity, or both?
I didn't really get any response, really. I mean, it was like sometimes I don't think that some people were told. Like, I don't know.
Okay. But did you feel weird going to church the next week or anything after you told everyone?
Yeah, a little.
Did you tell your bishop?
My parents did.
Your parents told your bishop?
Mm-hmm.
Then what about school then? So you decided just to tell people at school.
Yeah, school was a lot easier, I think. I just went around. I told some of my friends. I just said, "I'm gay," to them. And then I just told them it was fine to tell others.
Okay.
And it spread.
Okay, so basically you gave permission to... And so basically most everyone in your school who knows that you're gay.
Mm-hmm.
And you told me earlier that you have a pretty liberal school. So the people at school, how did they handle it?
Really well. I have an army of girls who are willing to protect me.
Yeah.
So,
that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need them to protect you, or is it just knowing that you have the support?
I don't really need them to protect me, but they're just really supportive.
Yeah. So, you're 13 now, and you're almost 14.
Mm-hmm.
When do you turn 14?
August.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you a couple of kind of hard questions, and you don't have to answer them if you don't want, but what if in a year from now, there was this girl who all of a sudden there was this beautiful girl, and you suddenly found that you were interested in her? Do you think that could happen?
No. Not really, because I think girls are beautiful, but I'm not really attracted, per se, difference between attraction and beautiful beauty.
Uh-huh. So you just don't see that happening in your future?
Not really.
So when you think about romantic things like getting married or dating, do you ever think that you'd like to try it with a girl one time? Or at least dating or kissing or something?
No. No.
You don't see that as something you'd like to try even once?
I don't know, maybe just to compare, just because I'm a little curious.
Uh-huh. Well, anyway, you're a Mormon, and, you know, most Mormons have rules, like you can't date till you're 16, and your parents expect you to obey the law of chastity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, how do you see that as being a gay person?
I think it's exactly the same, just with boys.
So what does that mean? What about dating?
I still can't date until I'm 16, but it can be a boy.
So this is what you've worked out with your parents already?
Yeah.
What are your feelings about the law of chastity?
The same as it was before.
So what does it mean to you then? Because to me, the law of chastity means no sex outside of marriage.
Yeah, that.
So you believe in that still?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But what do you believe about marriage? Do you, now that, you know, a lot of places have marriage for gay people, what do you want to do? What do you see yourself doing?
I plan on getting married to a guy.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like your parents also agree with that idea?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is something that you guys are really in sync on, right? That you are still believing in your Mormon approach, which is to wait till marriage?
Yeah.
So you think the Mormon rules are basically okay,
mm-hmm.
as far as just waiting till you're a little older to date and waiting till marriage, as far as the law of chastity?
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you want to do with your life? Do you have some goals in life?
Yeah, I want to be an anesthesiologist.
Cool. That's what my brother-in-law does that. So, how long have you wanted to be a doctor?
1 or 2 years, maybe.
Well,
two.
That's a great plan. I mean, you have lots of time to decide.
Yeah.
It's like being gay. You don't have to decide in 2 weeks, even though it sounds like you did, but that is a great career. And you have to do good at school, so are you still doing good at school?
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, because you said you had a little more trouble last year. Do you think with all this going on in your life, with deciding to explore this idea and, you know, admit to yourself that you're gay, did that get you, cause any of the upheaval in school, or did you really manage school in spite of all that?
I think it did affect school. But not that greatly.
Yeah, well, it's pretty normal for someone who's 13 to have different things going on in their life distract them from school. So it sounds like if your grades only went a little bit down, it sounds like you handled it pretty well to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think if there's some other important questions to answer. Let me just ask you this one. But once again, you don't have to even answer all these, okay? But right now, after you've had a few months for this to all settle in, what are your feelings about being in the church at this point?
I still want to be active. I don't see any reason why not to be.
Do you think that it's going to be harder to live in a real Mormon-y place? Because now you're moving to Arizona, and it's going to be a place where the church is a lot bigger. And yeah. Are you frightened about anything about moving?
Not really.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. So I really want to thank you for participating, and I'm really, really impressed that you decided right off that you want to be a beacon to others. And I think that is because of the kind of person you are and the kind of people your parents are. And so I really hope you will be a beacon. But I don't want you to feel like you have to be a beacon. I mean, yeah, you're a beacon all day, every day, but I want you to also, you know, just live your life and have normal experiences too. So it's sometimes hard to balance, you know, the just enjoying things. But even when you're enjoying things, in a way, that's such a good example to people that you can be a happy person and not let anything that other people have as a trial turn into a burden for you. So does that make sense?
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Well, thank you so much. And we're also looking forward to coming back and talk to you again in a couple of years, because you're really young now. You're just getting started. You're just forming your ideas. And I think people are going to want to know, well, what happened to John when he got older, and how did he work this out? And so that's the other thing, is we'll get a chance to see how things grow with you and with your family.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us today on Gay Mormon Stories. To discuss this episode with others, please check us out at gaymormonstories.org. If you want to see the podcast continue, please consider making a monthly donation today at gaymormonstories.org. Music for this podcast was graciously donated by Nabby Parkinson Folk and Ricky Parkinson.
Pause to help and lift another, finding strength beyond my own. Savior, may I learn to love thee, Lord. I would follow thee. Thy son.